I've always liked this diner, even if they're a lot busier during Christmas. I actually don't know if the president has come here before. It's not as exciting or fancy as some of the places we've been, but I hope she doesn't mind it. The president's gift. I'll place it under the table until it's time to give it to her. I hope she won't be too long.
Hmm. Hmm?
Well, I still say it's a shame that traitor Sakura just had to find herself a new BF for Christmas.
And that bitch Rabi, enjoying her Christmas with a boy, especially after mine dumped me. The nerve! Heretics! Who needs them anyway? They're the ones that will miss karaoke night.
Huh?
You said it, Hayachi.
Isn't that the girl that bumped into me the other week? What was her name again? Naga something? I think... Oh crap, her eyes met mine. Ugh. Hope she didn't recognize me.
Think she'll get knocked up one of these days?
Which one are you talking about? Sakura or Rabi?
Well, Sakura, obviously.
Is this seriously
no way,
what
Nikoba.
Girls like this talk
Sakura
about
is a professional. It's Rabi we should be worried about.
On Christmas?
Huh?
At full volume?
You really think so?
Totally. Hayachi's right on the money there.
Now, I really hope the president shows up already. It's been 20 minutes already. Where is she?
Yo, did you guys notice that nerdy guy we passed by?
Hmm?
Oh, that guy sitting alone? What about him?
Are they talking about me?
He's been here for longer than us. And he's spent the past few minutes checking the time. Think he's been stood up?
Seriously?
Probably. It wouldn't be out of the ordinary for a gross kid like that to be dumped on Christmas.
They're only one booth away behind me. Do they really think I can't hear them?
Why don't you go talk to him, Hayachi? Ha, maybe he'd enjoy your company.
And no way, nobody that gross is my type.
Or maybe they don't even care.
What about you, Gamu?
Seriously? You think that's enough man for me? Don't make me laugh. What about you, Nekoba?
Meh, no way. And besides, you don't know if he's really been stood up. A girl is always fashionably late, after all.
All right, let's put it to a bet.
All right, that's enough of this.
If she shows up before we get the bill, Hayachi and I will pay it. But if not, Yoshi and you will.
You're on. All right, I'm game.
Bet!
Time to tell them a piece of my mind.
Huh? What on earth is that woman wearing?
Hmm? Good evening, Naoto. Sorry for being late.
What? What the hell?
Oh, President, you can't...
Why is she wearing that? A red bunny girl outfit? Wait, no. I think those are antlers. And with her other accessories... A reindeer?
Hmm? Naoto, what's wrong?
And why are those girls over there staring at us with such horrified expressions?
Oh.
Shit! Ah!
Don't worry about it. Have a seat. So, President, what's with your outfit?
Oh. Do you not like it?
No. I mean, that's not what I meant. I really, really like it, but... I'm just curious as to why you picked this outfit.
I'm totally blowing this, aren't I?
Oh. I see. That is good. And actually, it was Hana who helped me pick this out.
Hana? Really? Why did she choose it?
Nae-san? Why are you going through your entire wardrobe?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to find the perfect outfit for my first date.
Well, your date with Senpai isn't for a few more days. Surely you'll find something in all this.
I hope so, but I just can't seem to decide on anything. Do you have any ideas, Hana?
Actually, I think I do have something in mind. Let me find it in my book bag. Here!
Is this manga? I see. It seems quite perverted. Why do you have this, Hana?
I found it hidden in the art room. Assuming it was Hachiuji's, I figured it could help me find out what Senpai likes in a woman. But here, look at this chapter. This girl here is trying to woo the main character, so she dons a bunny girl outfit and it drives him absolutely crazy. I think it's the perfect outfit for your date.
Really? Are you sure?
Of course. Remember, this is Hachiuji's. He must fantasize about you wearing things like this all the time. Why not treat him?
You're brilliant, Hana. Truly wise beyond your years.
You're welcome.
However... Aren't bunny girls somewhat out of season?
It is Christmas, after all.
I see. Well, actually, I think there's an easy solution to that problem.
So we made a reindeer outfit. I mean, it's not a bunny girl outfit, but deer are very similar to rabbits after all.
I can't believe Hana actually found that manga, but also, I guess she wasn't wrong. I do occasionally imagine the president in things like this, but seeing it in the flesh... a little much.
Is it a little chilly, though?
Oh, don't worry about that. These pantyhose are winter weight, and I have my coat right here.
Well, it may be odd, but clearly, the president put a lot of thought into wearing something that she thought would make me happy. And I suppose that's what matters.
You... really look amazing, President.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Naoto. Now, lean forward. Now then, shall we order?
Yes. Definitely. I really like it when she does that.
I'd say that was good. I'll head to the bathroom before we go. Oh. Did you want to go see the Christmas display?
Oh, absolutely.
Someone owes me and Yoshi a free meal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. How are we supposed to know a geek like that would actually have a girl show up?
Agamo, would you quit your bitching?
Pony up!
I mean, did you see what she looks like? What she was wearing? That's gotta be compensated dating, and that doesn't count.
Like, you didn't see her kiss him.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
Gamo, she's the president of the school's art club.
Really?
How do you know that? Well, I've seen her before. And Sakura basically told me that the art club president was drawn nude by the art nerd who's dating her.
Huh! I remember her mentioning something about that.
Yeah. I actually remember seeing that painting. What a couple of weirdos. Profligates! Alright, let's go already! Alright.
Still don't know why she's dressed in a fetish outfit, though. Way to go, Chief!
Naoto, ready to go? Naoto?
Oh, sorry, let's go.
All right, Naoto, be honest with me. What's wrong, my dear? And don't say nothing. I can tell you're bothered.
Oh, you got me. It was those girls near us.
Really, now? Well, what did they do?
Well, first, before you arrived, they took bets on whether or not you'd show up. Figuring it'd be 50. 50 a guy like me would be stood up on Christmas.
I see. Well, that was rather rude, but at least half of them had faith in us. What else?
Well, after you had gone to the washroom, they mocked your outfit. Wondered if I was paying you to date me. And even called us weirdos for our culture festival display. I may be used to that kind of talk, but it made me angry that you were in their sights, too.
And they said all this? Even with you sitting that close to them? Most unfortunate. Forgive me for not being there for that. Had I been, I would have sorted them out. But how come you didn't tell me until now?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to get you involved. Cause a problem for you?
I see. Well, enough about that. As for another matter, might I assume that that gift you're carrying is for me?
Oh, yes. I was going to give it to you in the diner, but it sort of slipped my mind.
Oh my, how intriguing. Would you like to give it to me now?
Well, actually, would it be all right if we waited until we got to the tree?
Well, I don't really see why not. Here, take my hand.
Is it really okay for us to hold hands?
Of course it is, you silly boy. We're walking together on a date.
Oh, yes. Of course, ma'am.
Oh, my dear Naoto. You still have a lot to learn, young man.
Oh. I know, but, I hope you don't mind teaching me.
Naturally. Of course I don't.
Well, I'd say the man in charge of the arrangement this year certainly did a good job.
Agreed. Sure are a lot of couples around here.
Well then. It's that time, Naoto.
Oh, yeah. Here you go, President. Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you. Now then, let's see what we got. Clearly a painting.
I can't tell. Does she like it?
Oh, Naoto. It's lovely.
You really think so?
Absolutely. My question is, though, do you really feel this way about me, Naoto?
Yes, I do, President. And, would you like to be my girlfriend?
There. Have I made myself clear?
Yes. Thank you, President.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I actually did pick up a gift for you.
Really?
Merry Christmas.
Huh? It's a... plush toy. Forgive me for asking, but what made you pick this?
Oh. Actually, I hoped you weren't going to ask me that. Truth be told, though, I spent so much time and effort on the outfit that I couldn't figure out what gift to pick out for you in time. But I did see this in a store on the way to our date. It reminded me of you for some reason, so... I thought you might like it.
I guess. Even though she's usually so calm and cool. Even she can be cute sometimes. The President. My girlfriend. I love it.